In November 2012, the library at Becker College in Worcester, Mass., sent out an announcement. More than 150 of the books in its Samuel May collection, a 19th century amalgam of printed works related to the abolition, women's rights, and temperance movements, appeared to have been stolen. Earlier in the year, the collection had been moved from its regular spot so that the college could work on shelves to more prominently display it. So for several months, the books sat in plastic bins in a locked room. While this is not an ideal situation for such a collection, ideal situations for special collections rarely exist in the world of higher education, or actually most anywhere else. So the library folks at Becker could have reasonably thought that they were doing their best for the May collection and that it would be protected from theft, if not by the plastic bins, then by its relative obscurity and a locked door. But that has, in the past, proven to be an imperfect system, and was again here. Someone got into the books and stole scores of them, including one signed by Abraham Lincoln. The value of all that was stolen was said to be close to $100,000, but valuing old books is tricky and inexact, and often done by library folks who tend to give generous appraisals to the ghosts of their books. Still, these books were worth more than nothing, a fact the thief must have known when he pilfered them and found out for sure when he sold them, not only online, but in person, to one dealer in Boston and one right there in Worcester. It's a fairly standard rule of rare book thievery that you shouldn't sell the thing in the same area code in which you pinched it, but this is an idea that is regularly violated, including right here in the 61820. In any event, after Joseph Heath, a janitor at Becker College, with keys to locked library rooms, sold 20 of the books for $850 to a dealer in Worcester, it was all over but the crying. That dealer, of course, thought a good place to sell the books would be to a local historical society, one of whose members raised an alarm. In his defense, Heath said a librarian had told him he could take the books. This is actually a not uncommon excuse used by employee book thieves, because libraries do throw away some books, and really, what else is he going to say? In any event, one of the reasons stealing rare and antiquarian books is such a popular idea is that local prosecutors are bad at getting any sort of meaningful punishment for the crime, because state court judges are pretty terrible at meting it out. Heath, last week, was given 3 years probation and ordered to pay $3,000 restitution, a steep discount over the $15,000 the prosecutors asked for, which itself, for some reason, did not take into account the value of the Lincoln book, which is still missing. To see exactly why this sentence is so pathetic, the folks in Massachusetts just needed to look to their northern neighbor, Vermont, where last month a man named Patrick Rooney was arrested and arraigned. He had been caught trying to sell to the University of Vermont a letter written in 1793 that he had cut out of a library manuscript. This letter was one of hundreds of items he'd stolen, and this arrest, as it turned out, was the fourth time since 1991 he'd been caught stealing cultural heritage items from Vermont institutions. On each of the previous three occasions, he'd been fined, but not jailed. This, presumably, is so that we can make our jail space available for people who steal important things, like cars and money. I'm Travis McDade.